My name is Jim Behoosh, and welcome to the Sustainable House Sketchbook, dedicated to sharing information to make our existing or new houses more comfortable, healthier, and efficient. We've been following along during the construction of a new house. When last we checked in, the roof was on, walls sheathed and wrapped. The shell is tight to the weather. I can work inside now, but continue with the exterior as long as the weather allows. There's a lot of trim on this house, and a good deal of it is up high. I mostly work off of scaffold brackets. A scaffold bracket is a braced arm that will hold 3 2x12s. That's a nice platform to work on. The brackets have an integral 5/8 inch threaded rod. You drill a hole through the sheathing between the studs. The 5/8 threaded rod of the bracket is pushed from the exterior through the hole. The threaded rod is long enough that it sticks into the building beyond the face of the 2x6 studs. I drill a 5/8 hole through a piece of 2x, slide it over the threaded bolt. The 2x sits across the studs, and a 5/8 inch nut on a handle is threaded over and tightened down on the interior portion of the bracket. They go up quickly and easily. I never space them more than 8 feet apart. The first focus for trimming the exterior involves all the pieces that I need in place prior to the overhead electrical service being connected. In my case, this means I need all the gable end trim up. Knowing that I want power as soon as possible, I filled out all the required forms, contacted my electrician, and marked the location for the electric meter. Once the gable end is trimmed, I place a flashed mounting pad for the meter and main disconnect. The electrician is called and they're out within the week to build the overhead service. Place the meter pan and main disconnect. They run a cable from the main disconnect to a gang of fused temporary work outlets mounted on a board. Since I had marked the meter location weeks ago, the electric company had a chance to verify and okay the location, allowing the electricians to do their bit. Once the electricians have built the service, and that means leaving a hook for the electric company's service drop, a weather head at the top of the service entrance cable, cable run and wired to the meter pan and main disconnect, and the whole mess properly grounded, they submit the final bit of paperwork. The electric company then sends someone out to inspect and place the meter in the pan. That then triggers the work order for the line crew to run the service drop from the closest pole to the house and connect the electric company's wires to the house service wires. The whole process is primarily waiting time. It took about 3 weeks for my electrician's first trip out to being energized by the electric company. No more generator. Have some information you'd like to share on the Sustainable House Sketchbook? Send an email to info@weru.org with house in the subject line.